the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody knows birds and bees help distribute seeds and pollen to help plants germinate. But how about our cousin, the chimpanzee? Well, in the Congo Basin, chimps pluck the bright orange fruit of what is nicknamed the gobstopper tree and can spend hours enjoying the sweet flesh before spitting out the seeds. The fruits are incredibly juicy, so the chimps often keep them in their mouths for hours. By the time the chimp eventually spits out the seeds, they've traveled a long way from the parent plant. This species is a climbing shrub or small tree that can grow to 5 meters tall and is found in a sandy coastal area within the reserve that's owned by the Jane Goodall Institute in the Republic of Congo. The tree has been classified as vulnerable, and there are fears that habitat destruction caused by the oil industry and urbanization could leave it on the brink of extinction. Of course, chimps are not the only mammal in the seed distribution game. What do you think the squirrels in your backyard are up to? And along with them, other rodents, bats, monkeys, and even elephants are important dispersers. In fact, the very reason that fruits and flowers evolved is to establish a mutualistic relationship between plants and animals that benefits both, but is essential to the plants.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.